And now it's time for another edition of That One Friend.
We all have that one friend who loves trying weird, trendy things in the kitchen. It's never just bacon and eggs at this person's house. No, it's always something like kangaroo bacon and deconstructed eggs Benedict.
With this friend, it's never just a one-off weird dish or weird cooking style. It's a new thing every 2 or 3 weeks. They'll see someone cook a steak sous vide on Instagram, and now cooking things sous vide is their entire personality. They're buying sous vide clothing, joining fan clubs online.
Until they see another influencer make rabbit stew over a campfire. Move over, sous vide. They're all about rustic outdoor Dutch oven campfire cooking now.
You can't just order a pizza with this friend. Don't even bring it up, because they'll get offended and make you try one of their creations. Oh, you want to order pizza? I actually pickle my own pizza, so we're good. Oh, you've never heard of pickling pizza? You've got to try it.
That's the worst part about this friend. They act so shocked when you haven't heard of their super random thing. And then they make you try it. You're always the guinea pig. You don't have a choice either, because they know you're hungry. You showed your cards when you said, let's order a pizza.
This wouldn't be a bad thing if they were good at cooking.
But this friend is never good at cooking.
How to tell if you're this friend? Is there always a bunch of your dish left over after the office potluck? Do your friends tell you to just bring the wine instead of a dish when they're having people over?
Do you have zero cabinet and countertop space left because of all the kitchen gadgets you have? Do your cooking videos on Facebook get single-digit views? If you answered yes to any of these questions, yeah, you're this friend.
The fancy food show-off. We all have that one friend.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.